Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owens Beef Cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. I have so much to tell you, I don't even know where to start. So, how about with the biggest news? And that can only be Paris Live PM, our new afternoon programs that debuted this week. You've heard them, right? Aren't they great? Although they're already fabulous, of course, we'll be fine-tuning them over the next few weeks, so write us and let us know what you think. The address is parislive@rfi.fr. That's Paris Live, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr. We'll be adding a space for you on the programs. We want to hear what you have to say. You can join in the Paris Live PM programs by writing us at parislive@rfi.fr. You can also join us with your very own voice, and that we really look forward to. We have a special phone number for you to call. Go get a pen. When you leave us a message, it goes directly into our sound editor so we can put you directly on the air. For now, just introduce yourself to us, leave your name, where you live, and a short message. I think I love RFI English is a pretty good message, don't you? Got your pens? Ready? Dial +331 8422 9600. That's +331 8422 9600. Do it. It's great for us to hear your voices. Okay, I'm going to say this phone number so many times you're going to dream it. +331 8422 9600. During the week and over the weekend, you can hear new features we've created just for you. And the features you've come to know and love will now be a bit longer, the Sound Kitchen included. Your weekly rendezvous with the Sound Kitchen stays on Saturday, but the broadcast times have changed. You can tune into the Sound Kitchen at 6:15, 6:45, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time. It's a little bit longer, so more time for your letters, listeners, to your pens.
This is the Sound Kitchen, and Susan Onesvi is cooking.
A VIP in the newsroom with me, our chief, the head of the English Language Service, Daniel Singleton. Welcome, Daniel.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Susan, of course. But I'll start with everybody, all our listeners. Well, we've decided to honour one of our official RFI English Listeners Clubs for extraordinary commitment to their community. The Kaptai RFI Club, with Jahangir Alamanto as its president, has sponsored many events in their home city, Kaptai, in Bangladesh. During the RFI-sponsored World Cup football matches, the members of the Kaptai RFI Club all contributed towards a cash prize for the winning team, which was contributed to a local orphanage. They've held numerous environmental awareness programs too. One of these was for children, who were all given tree saplings and lessons on how to care for them. Those whose trees thrive after a year of care will be given a prize. Their latest good deed was to hand out blankets to needy people in Kaptai. They are in constant contact with us and always send us photographs of their activities. We really appreciate them and all of their good work. And for that, we award the Kaptai RFI Club and its president, Jahangir Alamanto, the award of Most Active English Language RFI Club for 2014-2015. A certificate is on its way to the club, by the way, along with an RFI wristwatch for its president. So, congratulations to Jahangir Alamanto and the Kaptai RFI Club of Kaptai, Bangladesh. There are 20 officially sponsored RFI English listening clubs across the globe. We hope you'll join us and form a club of your own. Susan will tell you how in just a minute.
Well, the boss is pretty busy, so we'll let him get back to his desk. Daniel Singleton, thanks for coming on the Sound Kitchen.
Thank you. Thank you to you all. And best of luck to everybody. So please actually set up those listening clubs across the world.
We're in the Sound Kitchen cooking I don't know what. My name is Bill Hunt, W.M. Hunt. Susan's cooking something special today.
More Sound Kitchen news to come, but first, the quiz. On the 21st of February, I asked you a question about our weekly music program, World Music Matters, so excellently produced and hosted by Allison Hurd. That week, Allison had talked to composer Nassim Scholl about his debut CD, New Music for Old Instruments. Nassim's compositions combine sounds from his computer with 17th century Western instruments, and as Nassim demonstrated some of his computerized sounds, Allison took a guess at what she was hearing. And that was the question. What sound did Allison think she heard? The answer is a train. Allison thought she heard a train, but she was wrong. What Nassim Scholl had played for her was someone touching a string on an instrument to which he added computer-generated reverberations. The winners this week are my old pal Mogiri Machuki of the RFI Listeners Club in Kisi, Kenya. Our next winner is another favorite listener of mine, dear Hans Werner Lolica from Hedehusen, Denmark. From the U.S., a new listener to the Sound Kitchen, Royce Crampton from Oak Park, Illinois. Welcome, Royce. And last but not least, two RFI Listeners Club members and faithful Sound Kitchen contributors, Ralf Urbanchik from Eselben, Germany, and Anis Kouan from Skikda, Algeria. Hearty congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to everyone who wrote in. And now for this week's quiz. Huge news from Nigeria. And unless you're living under a rock, you don't even need for me to finish my sentence. Write in and tell me what happened in Nigeria this week and why it is so important. What happened in Nigeria this week for the first time since independence, following the people's choice at the polls on the 28th of March? Get your answers in by the 4th of May, and be sure to tune in on May 9th to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you send your postal address in with your answer, and if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
He made me laugh. He made me cry. He smoked his stogies in bed. But I'm all right.
Before we go, a few more items of interest. I'm taking off for a couple of weeks, but never fear, the quiz stays here. My colleague Rosalind Hines will be hosting the Sound Kitchen while I'm away, so tune in next Saturday and see what Rosalind, the guest chef, has to serve you. I'm just sure it will be yummy. As noted earlier, if you're interested in creating an officially sponsored RFI Listeners Club, go to the Sound Kitchen page on our website, english.rfi.fr. Talk to you in a few weeks. Many thanks to this week's Sound Kitchen engineer, Ears of the Gods Alain Bleu, for so expertly putting the show together. And thanks to you for tuning in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. And tune in next week at 6:15, 6:45, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time for the Sound Kitchen with guest chef Rosalind Himes. I'm Susan Owensby. If you're celebrating Easter tomorrow, I wish you a joyous and very blessed day. Be well, everyone. I'll miss you.
leave any scars. So I'm all right, I'm all right. I've been lonely before. In bed, used to blow bubbles in bed. He sang Christmas songs in bed.